The past couple of years have been rough on Argentina. A currency devaluation led that country to default on its foreign debt, and unemployment still stands at more than 16%. But the country's most recent economic numbers are improving, and a new president is tackling human rights issues that his predecessors treated gingerly. The country's mood has brightened, and so, says NPR's Bob Mondello, has the skyline of its capital city.
One of the most beautiful things about downtown Buenos Aires is that the skyline is punctuated at almost every corner by domes. Gorgeous, soaring caps to buildings constructed near the turn of the last century. When tango was in the ascendant, Argentina had one of the strongest economies in the world, and architecture to prove it. Showy, muscular, ornate, as if every builder wanted to put a personal stamp on the city's silhouette. And fittingly, the most spectacular dome in the city is on the Congreso, the nation's Congress, sitting atop a base that's a riot of classical columns, statues, ornate window frames. Alas, at night, those details have long been lit only by the dim glow of streetlights, and the dome has been visible mostly as a shadow that blocks out the stars. But last month, the citizens of Buenos Aires got a surprise. Their skyline had reacquired a nighttime landmark, and not because spotlights had been trained on it either.
No, you have these lights within the structure.
Ernesto Seman, former political reporter for the daily newspaper Página 12, is talking about the round glass windows that line the ribs of the dome and that suddenly look like bright jewels in the night sky, adorning a gigantic Fabergé egg.
It's great. It's a wonderful building, and it's an extraordinary part of the Argentine history, the way it was built by an Italian architect, and it was a sort of something that was done for the centenary of the revolution in 1910.
Done to a fare thee well, with statues of justice and liberty riding chariots, and what looks like a big blue crystal at the crest of the dome, a reproduction of the nation's seal in stained glass, shining brightly enough to remind the president in his offices at the Casa Rosada that he isn't the only one who speaks for the public.
It was sort of French inspiration, because the link between the Congreso and the government house is the Avenida de Mayo, which is inspired in the Champs-Élysées.
With plenty of égalité and fraternité to go around in Argentina after the economic troubles of the last 2 years, and liberté much on everyone's mind as Congress debates a repeal of amnesty laws, it's tempting to read political import into the relighting of the Congreso Dome. It went quietly dark, after all, around the time of the last dictatorship. But in this case, the timing is probably happenstance. Scaffolding came down recently from a years-long cleaning project on the exterior of the building. Lighting things up is a logical next step. Still, with the Argentine Stock Exchange up more than 58% over last year, and a new and popular president telling people he sees light at the end of the tunnel, the public can now see light, too. Glistening jewel-like, where for more than a decade, there was just a shadow on the skyline. I'm Bob Mondello.